This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio, in-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's May 17th. 20 years ago, Aspen Mountain upgraded a chairlift. In 1997, a new high-speed triple chair replaced the old Ruthie's double. The thing is, at the time, they still only loaded the chair with two people in an effort to keep the riding experience intimate. And doesn't that just seem to perfectly capture what it's like to make changes to a ski area? There's just this dilemma between modernizing but also honoring tradition. We'll fast forward to now. Aspen Skiing Company officials have plans to upgrade another chairlift that are a lot loftier than the upgrade to Ruthie's. They're working on a new master plan for Aspen Mountain, and they have big ideas for Lift 1A, even though development at the base area is still up in the air. But they also want to bring back a beloved restaurant that's been shuttered. I talked with Elizabeth Stewart Severy about how that master plan might shape the ski area for the next 20 years. Elizabeth, earlier this month, you reported on plans to expand terrain into the Pandora's area and to expand snowmaking to the top and some of the possible environmental impacts those would have. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that SkiCo wants to replace the 1A chairlift and reopen the Ruthie's restaurant.
Yeah, and you know, we've heard quite a bit about the 1A lift through discussions about development at the bottom of the mountain, but this would be completely independent of whatever happens at the base. So this master plan goes to the Forest Service, and the Forest Service does not own the land at the bottom. So the Forest Service needs to approve things like where a new lift would end and the alignment on the mountain, but the base of the mountain is private land. So that's why it's in the development discussions. But clearly 1A is a priority for SkiCo, and it has been for several years. Rich Berkeley, a SkiCo vice president, tells me that in addition to pressure from organizations like the International Ski Federation, with World Cup races wanting a faster lift, 1A will eventually just get more expensive to maintain than to replace.
So development is unresolved, obviously, at the base of the mountain. What is that replacement process going to look like?
Well, the master plan does not mean that SkiCo is approved to actually do any of the projects. It's completely conceptual. It just says that the company wants to do these things in the foreseeable future. So SkiCo actually does already have initial approval for a high-speed detachable quad from a couple of years ago, but they still need to work out the alignment at the top, like where exactly that lift would end and what type of lift it would be, because Berkeley says SkiCo is not yet totally settled on a high-speed quad.
What other options do they have?
Well, in the conceptual phase, it's a bit of tossing around big ideas, but Berkeley is interested in a combination quad gondola.
Huh. So what does that mean? How does that work?
Yeah, so there would be a high-speed quad during the day for skiers, and Berkeley says that that would be a 3-minute ride compared to what is now 7 minutes, so obviously faster is part of it. But then those chairs could be removed in the course of the day and replaced with gondolas in the evenings. It's a little bit of a wild idea, and it's one that Rich Berkeley is quite excited about.
But that gives you the best of all worlds, and that's kind of how I like to plan it, is that this would be the ideal scenario.
Berkeley says there are a few of these type of lifts in Europe. His model is in Alpe d'Huez, and certainly cost would be an issue with that, but it's one that's on their dream wish list.
Okay, wait, so they would replace them with gondolas just in the evenings?
Right. So the other major project that would be in the master plan is to reopen the Ruthie's restaurant. And that restaurant has sat empty for years, except a caretaker is up in there. But Berkeley says it'll take some creative work to make that a viable restaurant. Aspen Mountain is pretty small and already has two on-mountain restaurants. Plus, there's really easy access for skiers to get to quite a few restaurants in town. So Berkeley and SkiCo want to change things up at Ruthie's. Right now, they're only permitted to serve lunch there, but the future hope is to serve dinner as well, or to host events in the evenings and to draw people up there from town rather than just from the mountain. So people could get off the gondola in the evenings and walk over to a nice dinner on the mountain overlooking town.
So the lift would end close to the restaurant.
Right. And there are a couple ideas being tossed around with that too. So the current drawing of that new 1A lift takes the lift to 150 feet to the west of where it currently sits, and it would be level with a deck at Ruthie. So you'd really just walk right off the lift into the restaurant. SkiCo also has a concept for a mid-station exit point near Ruthie's, and then the end of the top of the lift would actually be near the top of Aztec at Zog Flat.
Huh. So when can the public see these developments? So what's the process they'll have to go through?
Well, it'll be quite some time before this. So SkiCo will submit the conceptual plan to the Forest Service this summer, and the Forest Service will need to go through a process of saying kind of like, okay, we're okay with these ideas in general. And then each project would need its own separate environmental review when SkiCo gets to the point of wanting to do it. So Berkeley says we're years out from any of these projects, not to mention that there are obviously, there are other factors involved in the base planning for a new 1A lift.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Elizabeth Stewart Severy. Aspen Skiing Company is working on a new master plan for Aspen Mountain, which includes plans for a new 1A lift and reopening of Ruthie's Restaurant. Here's what else is going on in your valley. There's been some high-profile crime in the Carbondale area recently. There was a homicide and several armed robberies. Carbondale Police Chief Gene Schilling and another representative presented on Carbondale's crime stats from the past 7 years to the town's Board of Trustees during a work session Tuesday night. The numbers they presented suggest Carbondale is actually seeing consistent and sometimes decreasing crime levels. And Aspen citizens looking to block a new city building say they gained the support they needed for a referendum vote. A petition that would block the proposed development of a new Aspen City Hall received more than 700 signatures this past weekend. Those signatures must now be verified by City Clerk Linda Manning. At least 650 of the signatures must be from registered Aspen voters. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews or to listen to more local programs like Valley Roundup or Curated, go to aspenpublicradio.org.